Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, September 23rd, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I do have a full panel roundtable here with us, folks, and look forward to this panel, but all of them, really. It's always great to have a different configuration, you know, of the hosts, guests, co-hosts, everyone we network with around here. And Friday, it just has a good feel for that, you know. But we do have a great assortment of minds contributing today. We have back with us the very unique perspectives of Miss Rosemarie McLeod. Hey, welcome, Rosemarie.
Good afternoon, Richard, everyone. How is everyone? I have an earful this week. I've read and heard a lot of things that I need to let the listening audience know, and you guys.
Absolutely. I'm very interested to hear to everything that that you've heard this week you find relevant to share, for sure. We have a couple others joining us today. We have Jeremy from Kentucky. Jeremy, of course, the host of RBN's broadcast In Plain Sight. That's Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central. And Jeremy, welcome as always, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Richard. Pleasure to be in the roundtable this Friday.
Yes, absolutely. And it was great that you were able to make it recently, get to initially interact with Rosemarie here. So I look forward to more of that. We have another with us, folks, quite infamous contributor, I must say, at Republic Broadcasting, very controversial. And I don't know really what to say about this individual at this point, you know, but the man, the myth, the legend, you either love him or hate him, Paul in California. Welcome, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Richard. And I'm not really sure why I'm here, because I have absolutely no credentials or qualifications whatsoever.
Cheers to that. Well, you know, I mean, I don't see how you'll be useful at all then for a peer-reviewed study of anything here, then, really.
Well, I believe that these are the people that you have gathered today that are qualified to review me. So let's go.
Sounds good. Well, Rosemarie, let's turn it back to you, please, ma'am, and let's hear some of these topics you've come across in the news cycle this past week, and you can find relevant, and we'd love to hear.
Okay, what I've seen so far leads me to believe that they're targeting off-the-grid and homesteaders and off-the-grid people and people who, you know, for years in the prepper community, I've been hearing, oh, you need to flee the city and you'll be safe if you do this and that. Well, I came across two interesting articles. One was from Mike Adams, and I followed him. He has the Natural News he does his own broadcast. And at first, I was incredulous what I read. But what they are currently doing, if this is true, okay, my mind can't wrap around it. But anyway, what they're doing is the USDA, which is the United States Department of Agriculture, got a hold of this I guess, chemical or something, because the article was calling it a vaccine, but it's not a vaccine from what I read, at least not in my understanding. And they're flying over natural parks, you know, because all the parks are basically state-owned. And they're dropping these pellets, and the animals are eating it, and it's causing awful death. And there's a concern because now they're doing it over populated places, suburbs, towns, villages, whole cities, in 13 states. And when I read it, I was, first of all, like I said, it reads like science fiction. When you're logical and thinking like I am, you read that and you say that's in no way, shape, or form real. But then the logical side of me said, well, I wouldn't put it past this abomination to do something like that. And then the second article I read was this morning, how all over the EU is angry at China because China had the audacity to implement cryptocurrency all over the EU. Basically, how dare the commies outdo the Jew, you know, that type of thing, because that was supposedly their idea. So the article said that pretty soon they're doing away with the euro and that you have to have a credit score, you know, like, a social score, which is basically like a credit score, and that they will basically, it will have an expiration date. The cryptocurrency will have an expiration date, so they force people to spend instead of save. So let's say you got a month to, you know, use this XYZ crypto, and they give you about $50,000, and that's generous. I'm just making up numbers. Well, within this 1 month, you have to spend all the $50,000, because if you don't, they'll delete it completely off your account, and you will not get $50,000 the next round.
Right. So this is this universal basic income tied, is it? Or
no, it's okay. Basically, no. Them using blockchain, which is what operates the cryptocurrency. They're using blockchain to basically rob people of their hard-earned money, rob them of their autonomy. You know, I decide how to spend my money, how to save it.
Of course. And this is just their wages then. Their wages would be given to them digitally in this form, and they have to spend each amount by the end of the month?
Well, wages, or however they make this cryptocurrency, they have to spend it all. So no one gets to save anything.
Okay, say a self-employed anything, any digital money, virtual money you have in your accounts, you have to spend it within a month or a couple months every time around,
well,
even if self-employed.
It's just a number I'm throwing out there, for example. But basically,
this is actually
that's
quite an old
just
concept.
I'm sorry?
Huh? I said, so this is... In a related issue, it's a fairly old concept. It's actually, this sort of thing has been proposed before, not necessarily just with crypto, but it was actually proposed before with paper money to put a stamp on it. And there were actually some good economic reasons for it in the past, but in this particular situation, no, it's just more control. But yeah, the idea of having a time period in which to spend money is that has been around for a very, very long time.
But the thing is that if you're a dissident, like I am, they allege that I'm out of luck because there's also the social score behind it. If you're vaccinated, if you're a good citizen, in other words, adult who just blindly follows, you know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am type, you know, which I'm not.
If you've done your equity-based charity work that month, Rosemary, would that affect your social credit too, maybe, right?
Right. You know, you got to give to the party. You know, you got to take care of the comrades. You know, that kind of nonsense. And but going back to the other article, it's disconcerting. I knew this was coming. And I've been warning people and telling them, you can run for the hills, but sooner or later, they'll come after you. And I foresaw this happening about 7 or 8 years ago. Everyone and their mother wants to run, buy up land, and now they're targeting those same people that live on the land because the point of them poisoning everything, killing off animals, important because if this stuff falls in, let's say, rivers and lakes and creeks and stuff, you can't consume the water. If whole species of animals go extinct, you can't hunt and feed yourself and family. You can't go fishing if these if this crap kills animals, I would imagine it's going to kill the fish in the long run. Because remember, we live in a very delicate ecosystem. So when one species goes extinct, it's like a rippling effect.
Sure,
everything downstream feels it.
And I was just mentioning,
how dare they?
And I was just mentioning how they seem to be more focused on censoring any sort of talk or information teaching people about off-grid living or sustainability, self-sufficiency, rather. That is a much bigger concern than anything related to dissidents.
Point.
Or my Scottish.
You make a good point because you bring on. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you bring up the point of self-sufficiency. It has nothing to do with dissonance. But people are tired of being told what to do, where to go, how much money to spend. People want to go off the grid or even remain on the grid and just go homesteading because they don't want nothing to do with this lunacy.
Well, we know that we know the overall agendas, though, Rosemary, this new world order agendas, currently places like the World Economic Forum talking heads try to advocate these concepts, but it's these things have been around for decades. These think tanks, they want to move you toward mega cities where you're crunched in most of the land off limits, you know, and take away travel. And we haven't heard from Jeremy, though, and I want to make sure he gets, a chance so often. Jeremy, did you want to add something?
I know exactly what Rosemary is saying. If individual people and families who have the means, you know, try to live off the grid, and, you know, maybe that'll be good for a generation or two, but eventually that's not going to be sustainable as, you know, the global powers get so powerful that, like she's saying, they eventually just cut off your resources. There'll be no more animals or fish eventually. That's a good thought, living off the grid if you're looking for an immediate something, you know, in an emergency. But eventually we have to come together as a collective and influence our sheriffs and our local mayors and our governors. And I would suggest, one, you move to a state where that's possible. I mean, that's not going to be possible in New York or California. or even
it's
like
not
Chicago.
Anywhere.
But it is here in Kentucky, if I may.
Voting was in something Kentucky. That should have been done ages ago to get these monsters out of power. But they wield a power. And they, you know, they play a good act, Republicans against Democrats. No, they're part of the same shekel. Okay, they are both parties. I don't vote at all, and I encourage people don't bother, because either or, it doesn't matter who you vote in. No one represents us. And when I say us, I mean white America, white Europeans, no one. And well, I'm not anti-government. I'm actually for government. A government that actually works is a beautiful thing. I have nothing against government, but I do have everything against what's going on in the world, because it's not even a local thing anymore.
Yeah, some people, go ahead, Jeremy, please.
I'm not saying we can vote our way out. I'm saying that as the federal government collapses, as it is doing, that you're going to have more conservative states and legislatures like those in Kentucky, Tennessee, even Florida. Ron DeSantis accepted. I have my criticisms of him. But eventually it's going to get bad enough where the people are going to come together, and you were not going to, you know, instead of going off and like getting out and doing the whole survival thing, come together as a collective, and you know, states are going to have to come together, the more conservative ones, and enact legislation that's going to be good for the people. That's eventually what's going to have to happen, or the scenario is going to be, if that doesn't happen, everyone's going to go off on their own, and it's going to be like little individual Ruby Ridges, you know, and Waco's happening everywhere. If you're not together as a collective, so I agree with you.
What I believe in is tribalism. Our ancestors survived as tribes, as clans. I'm Scottish descent. I'm part of two great clans. My ancestors survived whatever happened to them because they coalesced as a clan. So whether you call it a tribe, a clan, whatever, that's what we need. And we need to do it. I mean, it's, you can't do it now. They are firmly entrenched. It's going to take generations.
And I'm agreeing with you, and I agree that it should be more tribal and racial. But for right now, like right now, it depends on where you're at. In this part of West Kentucky, I could go to the local sheriffs in the surrounding three counties. If things got bad, and those sheriffs would be willing to deputize 200 to 300 men in each county in the surrounding 3 to 4 counties, and be able to, you know, hold off whatever this is that they have planned for us. I think there's enough people in these areas. I think that's the key. What I'm saying, Rosemary, is that we should be tribal, but we're going to have to use the infrastructure that's already here in the form of local sheriffs and magistrates. And if we can't do that, I don't know that people are organized enough to start off with.
Well, if you could trust them around here where I am, no way.
Maybe we could skip this break. Would that be possible if we could skip this break today? Thank you. I appreciate that, Julie. Paul, we haven't heard much at all from you. And at this point, I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on the direction, you know, the discussion's taking.
But what about my constitution? What about my constitution? Maybe we could get some pocket constitutions and hand them out to people. That might help, huh? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be flip.
That would be good to wipe their tails with in case when we had another shortage, we could wipe our tails with our pocket constitutions. What I'm saying is that when people are coming for your kids to trannyize them, I think that, I mean, hopefully at that point, you know, when that's happening at gunpoint, local sheriffs, we could get with them and deputize men and push this off. I mean, and have, you know, rebellions in just small local areas and then eventually come together. I mean, I don't know. I'm sort of shooting the dark here. This is all unprecedented territory.
I have seen pocket
Hang on one second. Rosemary, just hang on one second. So I did send Richard a video, a YouTube video, which he has now, and I would like him to share it with Jeremy and, of course, you, Rosemary. But it does speak to the point that you raised earlier. And the title of this video is the most censored topic on the internet now. So if we're to believe this guy who makes it, and I don't doubt him, he makes the point that you can talk all you want about George Soros and Joe Biden, all sorts of other conspiracies, but apparently they are censoring people that are exchanging information about growing food and other forms of prepping. So you do have a valid point, Rosemary, and I didn't mean to make light of it. I think you've probably heard me before. I know Jeremy has, and you know, so my view on these things is well understood. I don't think that us going out in the surrounding countryside and trying to make our own communities is going to be an ultimate solution, because just like Jeremy says, they can, you know, rope us off and take us out.
Doing it now. They're poisoning our environment, our natural places. They have every. I mean, they have every, resources available to them. They have pseudoscience. They have stolen goods, i.e. in our money, because every one of our pennies is stolen from us in unreasonable taxes. And as far as pocket constitutions, where was the Constitution 2 years ago when they were mandating all this BS with this gambit? And yet people run for you know, these lethal injections. No thanks. I have my own. I run by natural law. That trumps constitutions.
I know. I mean, that was just, I was mocking, everybody knows here what I was mocking and probably maybe even who I was mocking there. Mm. No worries. We're basically all on the same page here, Rosemary. We're very well aware of the situation. And I just go back to what I've always thought and said, you know, just pose a simple question. If your enemy is dead, do you still have an enemy? That's all. That's just my simple question. So
well,
we can move on.
Well, Rosemary, I don't know where else would you like to take things from this point? Because it is true. Like I was saying, my Scottish co-host Graham, yeah, he was just mentioning yesterday, and yeah, that is more censored than anything right now. Off-grid living. I'm going to cover that more with him. Maybe a show with the two of you together. On that topic.
Well, it's okay because I have tons of actual information that I've gleaned off of the internet and I have swirled away in my variously heavily encrypted external hard drive. I have like 10 terabytes worth of information that I could flood the internet again.
Great.
Yeah, I've been saving these information from now almost 10 years because I knew sooner or later it was going to get down to this. They own everything because in their absolute lunacy, they are convinced that their despot of a god told them that they need to rule the world and everything in it. They are absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, lunatics. And that's the nicest word I can think of. And since this is a somewhat family-oriented radio station, that's as far as I'm willing to go.
Right, only
a lunatic, only an absolute despotic lunatic would bring the entire planet to this point.
And Jeremy,
and
what
sooner
else?
Sooner or later, I'm sorry, let me add this and I'll be quiet. And sooner or later, their end will come. That's guaranteed.
And so, Jeremy, I mean, there is a big gap between using our current existing infrastructure, and I agree, you know, that if at all possible, having local sheriffs you've interacted with and you know are on the side of the people, especially regarding things like the First and Second Amendment, first and foremost, and, you know, if they would be against, say, UN troops trying to enforce anything in the future, as an example, that is important. But then off-grid living seems like this complete opposite side of the spectrum from that. I heard someone recently saying that, you know, I mean, they're so concerned about authoritarian sides of the spectrum, basically, that we have to live as close to like an anarchy, a lawless sort of framework as the only way forward. And I don't see that playing out very well. Do you?
No, I mean, because there's still a lot of good people that live, you know, in the towns and cities. No, keep me in context here. I'm talking about conservative areas. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about like Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Florida, maybe your southern states.
Right.
Here's what I'm saying. And let me use an anecdotal example. You know, when the federal government was saying for the last 2 years that boys and girls can play sports together and use the same changing rooms, and when the federal government was saying that children in schools must wear masks and take the vaccine to go to school, and when they were saying that you can kill your babies up until the moment of birth, our legislature and the people in Kentucky pushed back. And we have excellent legislation that pushes back on all three of those points and even more. And I personally rallied about 300 parents at a school board meeting in a gymnasium. And my speech basically was this: if they can make you wear a mask, they can make you put something in your body and teach your kids about trannyism and that white people are evil. And those parents were ready to go. I really think I could have gotten them to take up arms if I really wanted to. I felt the power. So what I'm saying is that, you know, there's an infrastructure here, and this transcends constitutional values. This is about people don't want the government coming after their kids. And I don't even think it's going to be UN troops. I think they would use our own military to try to enforce this. Case in point, 1957 in Little Rock, when the National Guard forced desegregation at gunpoint. The National Guard was put there by the governor to prevent desegregation, and they were nationalized, and at gunpoint they moved black students into white schools. So that is one example.
Yeah,
so
I just made one example with the UN, of course. I think after a collapse, you would need some sort of law structure, not just like anarchy as our new way. But I think there does probably have to be a collapse at this point. I'm sorry, go ahead though. We're almost at the break.
The point that I was making, I think now, I think if you have, you know, the threat of people coming to rural America's homes, like in Kentucky, at gunpoint and forcing their kids into trannyism, I think you could rally the people to push back on that, and that you could get local sheriffs to come together, and it would transcend constitution. It would be about its survival.
And I have a question
we're already right at the commercials in a couple seconds here though, but yeah, no, right after, keep that thought in mind, please, Rosemary. We'll address that as soon as we return. Folks, check out these messages from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with our roundtable panel, Rosemarie McLeod, Jeremy from Kentucky, and Paul in California. Rosemarie, you said you had a point question, rather, for the panel. Please.
The saying before the commercial.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't catch all of that.
I didn't catch it either.
I'm sorry. I said, what was the last thing you said, Jeremy?
Oh, I was making the case that it would be our own military that would come against us, because of the structure of the military today and because of precedent of the 1957 incident with Little Rock and forced desegregation. And then I was also making the case that I think today we would have a better chance of pushing back against that, because the parents would be motivated for their kids not to be turned into trannies. And I was using an example of how I rallied about 300 parents at a school board meeting.
Right.
And they were cheering me on. I really think I could have told those parents to go get arms and let's do this thing if I really wanted to. They were hot. They were hot. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Here's the question. Okay. I've been around the military for decades. I'm not military, but my ex-husband was military. I advocated for veterans. Unless you know without a shadow of a doubt that everyone the sheriff deputizes is a well-armed veteran, there's a no-go, first of all. And second of all, even if you rally about 3,000 well-armed people, you're not going to be a well-armed military. Impossible. Not going to happen. You think your AR-15 is going to beat a well-trained...
Real quick, one word, just one word. Just one word is all I need.
Wait.
One word is all I need. One word is all I need on the response to that. Taliban.
Yeah, see, this is what I tried to say here. So, Rosemary, it's not like you're making a point that has not been considered. I mean, this is not what we're talking about. In other words, nothing is going to take place where a group of armed men is going to confront a government armed group, and it's not going to be that sort of a battle. It's not going to be any kind of civil war like the war between the states or the war of Northern Aggression where people are wearing uniforms and they're going out on the battlefield. It's not going to be like that, and it really can't be like that. So it'll be something totally different.
So you reckon people are going to have their life savings stolen from them? Not from their own government, but from a foreign entity. It's not going to spark violence. It is going to spark violence.
Yes, I know that. I know that. It just didn't warrant talking about it in terms of what, you know, Jeremy mentioned, you know, 300 people, and, you know, you talked about, well, the military and they're trained. That direction for the conversation is not necessary, and that's not what we're talking about. But I did want to mention to Jeremy on that story. That's interesting, Jeremy, and that's quite a feeling. It's actually literally intoxicating, and it reminds me of what's always been said about performers and applause, and why, you know, like comedians do what they do because of the applause and the laughter. And the closest I can say I came was at a city council meeting, and I'm not sure, it was probably the late 90s maybe or early 2000s. You know, it's one of those things where everybody gets 2 or 3 minutes to say their piece. And I just remember the reception I got, you know, and the sustained applause because it's just what I said resonated with people and how that felt. And it kind of makes me also think of probably that's one of the reasons that Trump continues to do what he does. Because the part of him that is genuine and the part of him that is authentic, a human being, is he loves the way he is received. You know, and this is completely separate from the issue of could he or will he actually do something for us to help us against in our current predicament. I think that he's actually a regular human being like the rest of us, and he loves this intoxicating reception he gets everywhere, despite, in my opinion, it's not going to do anything for us in the long term.
Jeremy? Hello? Lost your signal there. Could you repeat that, Jeremy?
Yeah, my bad. I was just bringing up the point that, like, the child trannyism, the homo stuff, the COVID stuff, like, none of this, absolutely none of this, critical race theory, if it was put up to a referendum today, it would fail miserably. I mean, my God, look at California, what, 10 years ago? Referendum aid or something like that, homo marriage failed miserably, like 80%. Like, there is no popular support of any of this stuff. And so when they push hard enough, and as the federal government collapses and gets weaker, and they push us harder, a key select leaders, key people that men will stand up, that will stand up, and women too, Rosemary, that will stand up and lead, you know, you could get enough pushback against this. It could happen. And we could use the existing infrastructure. That's my argument. That's my whole argument. Instead of going off to the mountain.
Why would I want to use the existing infrastructure? If it collapses, let it collapse completely.
I'm talking about
it collapse completely.
The federal government collapsing, not the state infrastructure. Our state has passed 4 pieces of legislation that completely fly in the face of the federal government. And the federal government has done nothing.
That's great, but that's more state out of what? 48
Florida has, Mississippi, Missouri has. Hell's bells in Missouri. You had like all the sheriffs decided they weren't going to let FBI see their.
If I may.
Well, I tell you what, I live in upstate New York, and our sheriff in our county, he said he was not going to enforce or his officers were not going to enforce this tyranny with this nonsensical mask and not mask. And yet, the government overrode him. So where did that take us?
Did he make any arrests? Did his deputies arrest anybody for not wearing masks or anything?
His deputies didn't, but the local and state police did. I was harassed
I can't help that.
I can't imagine anyone in the state of New York or California being able to do anything against the system's wishes.
Stood up for my rights.
Right. But I was just going to say, I think that the way Jeremy seems to be more on the side of secession and a state by state future is the solution. And
I see is complete collapse.
Yes, I do hear you, Paul. Well,
Rome.
Mm-hmm. So in New York, the sheriff stood his ground and none of his deputies made arrests. It was the state troopers that did. But in Missouri, a more conservative state, every sheriff in Missouri said they were not going to let the FBI see their personal files of people who had concealed carry permits. That happened. So get to a more conservative state. New York is gone. I'm sorry, Rosemary. I respect you too, by the way.
Now that's the laugh. I was a conservative
states, not conservatism. Not conservatism, or faggots. Conservative states.
Oh, wait, he's saying a different thing, Rosemary. Not conservative. He's not saying conservatism. He's saying conservative states, more conservative states, more traditional minded states. Jeremy, what is the difference?
The difference is that Ron DeSantis, I'm sorry, Richard, Ron DeSantis is a faggot conservative. He says that you can teach trannyism to kids as long as they're above fourth grade and above. That's conservatism. Conservatism is Sean Hannity interviewing Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner, whatever his name is, the 70-year-old man in a dress, and taking him seriously. That's conservatism. That's faggotry. That's nonsense. Conservative states are states like Kentucky and Tennessee who have enacted legislation that flies in the face of the federal government because they want to conserve America from like 40 years ago.
You both have very interesting points. Okay. I'd like to hear more. Let's go to Paul in California, though.
I think Rosemary is getting hung up on some of the terminology that we're using, and it's just, again, these are all just conceptual and in many ways metaphors. When people talk about infrastructure, right, what are you talking about? Roads and bridges? I mean, people talk about collapse.
Okay, roads, bridges, first aid, the medical field, police department, the fire department, everything you need to make a society functional.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, it's like, okay, did I really need to hear that? No. Fuck. Sorry. This is frustrating.
Well, please, folks. So we're all trying to get to know how to.
Interact
with each other. But no one means any offense to anyone here. And we're not attacking each other if we challenge some of the ways things are.
I was trying to make a point. Okay, this idea about collapse. What's going to collapse? Are the bridges going to collapse? What's collapsing?
Do you think that this government?
Stop! I'm making a point. Stop jumping in.
Okay, well, finish your point first, and then Rosemary will continue. We'll respond. Please, Paul. Okay.
People should do what they want, okay? Then we're free, right? If I want to carry a gun, I'm carrying a gun. I don't give a damn about the laws. Do you know how many red lights I run every single week? I mean, when I'm waiting in a left-hand turn lane, and the left-hand turn light is red, and I'm the first in line, and I got the straight ahead on the green, I just go. I do it hundreds and hundreds of times a month. Okay, as long as there's not a cop directly behind me, you know, I don't file a federal income tax return because there's no law that requires me to do so. Most Americans don't have the guts to do what I do. Okay, I'm not just one of these people that's full of crap and just talk, right? Nobody and pretty much anybody that I've known can compare with me and the amount of defiance that I've lived my life with. If Americans are just free and they think free and they act free, there won't be any problems. I didn't wear a mask when I went to the grocery store. Did I get hassled? Yes. But 70% or more of the time, nobody said nothing to me. That's what it takes to be free. And it's got nothing to do with all the other BS that people want to talk about. I got a little angry there, but you guys go discuss it amongst yourselves. I'm sorry.
Rosemary, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I happen to agree with him. Freedom is not a piece of paper. I don't give a what kind of government document says, you're free, this and that. You think I give a crap about the Constitution? They could burn it tomorrow, and I wouldn't even blink an eye. Freedom is something I decide. He's correct. Under lockdown. You know what I did every morning? I got ready, ate my breakfast, and walked out the door. Who the hell are they to tell me when I need to leave my house? I didn't wear a mask the whole time. And now they changed their mind. Oh, it's optional. It was never an option for me. I chose not to wear it. Okay? I got called every name in the book. I even got threatened. Thank the gods I know how to defend myself. But no government is going to give you the right that nature does. Nature's law, Trump, all the constitutions and all the crap that these governments can think of. This government was founded on absolute evil. And I think that Freemasonry is the epitome of the evil. And do your homework. They've been giving us a load of nonsense since we were kids.
Okay. Well, we're running short of time, and I'd like to hear more just shorter responses so we can go around the panel more with the time we have left. And remember, everyone, you know, just please, on the language, be light. Like you said, Rosemary, it is a family, network. You know, people able to listen with their children in the room and all that. So yeah, all of us, Paul. I mean, and please, folks, don't get too angry. Like you're getting angry with the members of the panel, because that certainly is not an intent of anyone.
I'm not angry with anyone right, in this
right.
panel.
Okay, okay.
I'm angry over this conservative nonsense.
Sure. But we just want it more palatable for the listeners as well. We don't want them to feel somehow like we're yelling at them either, of course.
No.
Jeremy, let's hear from Jeremy.
And I agree with Paul and Rosemary. I haven't filed income taxes in like 7 years or something. And our rights come from the creator, not the government. And so that having been said, when we do want to do a revolution, it's going to be better to do a revolution if we use the existing political infrastructure. In other words, 3,000 people in this county looked at our sheriff as an elected representative to maintain law and order. It's going to be easier for hundreds of people to go to that sheriff and say, hey, we're done with this. You know, we need you to lead us. Let's do this thing. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying like, you know, use my constitution or try to play by their rules. I'm saying we play by our own rules, but we use existing leaders that have already been elected by the people. And that's got to be in states and counties and cities where people I don't even want to use the word conservative, where they have a mindset that they want law and order to prevail. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead, guys.
Paul?
I'm sorry, I had to unmute there. Yeah, no, I mean, again, I apologize. Rosemary, I appreciate your sentiments, and I know exactly, you know, of what you speak, and I know that you speak from the heart. I just was, I just got a little impatient when I was trying to just, you know, flesh out a little bit of my thinking there, and you were jumping back in. So, you know, that's on me. Yeah, I agree exactly with what Jeremy said, and I knew that's what he meant when we were talking about so-called infrastructure. But in the end, when you think about it, and I had this revelation probably back in the 80s as I drove by on a regular basis these county government buildings where I was working,
And I was just asking myself, okay, what is it that they do there? You know, are they making any products? Are they building anything? Are they repairing anything? Are they selling anything? Are they marketing anything? No, they just suck up money. You know, the whole idea that we need, you know, even a fraction of the so-called government we have
right,
is absurd.
Right.
And if people just act like that,
really right? Works. Well, here, we finish that thought after the break. We'll be right back.
RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back, folks, for the final segment of Beyond the Official Narrative here at Republic Broadcasting. And we have a caller, Brian in Texas. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Yeah, thank you. I just left my phone number there with the board ops. I would love to speak with any and all of my fellow patriots who are non-tax filers. I've been doing it now for 10 or 11 years. And I'd like to discuss that, my sources and your sources. I'm all alone in this. My source actually passed away. He was an old World War II veteran. I have his website, his book, et cetera. And I'm just dying to get in touch with guys, like-minded, freedom-loving guys like yourselves. I've been listening to your show. I've been an RBN listener for almost 10 years. And I listen every day, almost all day. Would somebody be willing to do that?
Yeah. So here's what I'll tell Richard is, Richard, you can have permission to give Brian my number or my email. And it's real easy, Brian. You just don't do it. I mean, in other words, you know, if you're self-employed, that's the easiest time of all. You just don't file. I've never had
a problem. I've done that.
Yeah, I've got letters from the IRS. That's about it. You know, they just send me letters, and that's all it's ever amounted to. And you know, if you're working for somebody else, you just claim exempt on your W-4. That's basically what I've done as well. And see, most people don't have the courage to do it. And I remember when I was a kid starting out in the 80s. I was just starting a business in my early 20s, and I remember meeting some guy. You know, even back then, way before the internet, there was always literature available. There was always, you know, bookstores, there was always radio shows, and you just learn things, you hear things as you go along. And I heard some guy say one time, you know, we have unlimited freedom to contract underneath the Constitution. I don't know if the Constitution said that or not, but that's all I needed to do was to hear that. And I was in business, I was in the landscaping, and I operated for 37 years, and I never had a contractor's license, and nobody ever asked me for one, and I never got into any trouble. But there's people out there that actually believe that you have to, you know, do everything they say, all your licenses, all your permits, you know, and it's like, it's not true. As long as you're not harming anybody, I feel you're free to do what you want. You know, that's just the way I live. And unfortunately, we live in a country that's full of cooperators, that's full of mask wearers, that's full of people that will line up to get a vaccine. And I see them across the street from where I live. There's a hospital, and they lined up to get the vaccine. And you know what? Knock yourself out. Get a double dose. Okay.
That's exactly what I say too, Paul. Where are you? What state are you in?
California.
Okay. Wow. All right. Great. Well, I will be glad to talk to get the board ops call back and get your number, or I've left my number with them. It's the 206 area code, but I'm in Dallas.
And all right, well, stay on. Stay on to talk to the board op, Brian, after you get off the air here, because I believe that Jeremy gave the board op his number to already have her give you, but not on the air here. But yeah, and I'll pass your number on to Paul and Rosemarie for sure.
Great. Thank you so much. I'll stay on the line. Thank you.
Well, that's the end of the show too, folks. And please support the network panel. I hope you get another chance to interact. And, you know, I acknowledge probably accidents, but, you know, please, we can't have any profanity, you know, any cursing. You have to watch your emotions and not, you know, let things slip like that at all. And we can't have that at RBN here. You know, it's so hard to compete with the corporate media and their lies. You know, we need a bit of a professionalism. But please, folks, support the network.
Okay, so you could just say the word Paul in front of all that, right?
But thank you, Paul. Thank you, Rosemarie. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, caller, listeners.
Richard. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rosemarie.
And please support us so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.